If you're ready to live your life with passion, bliss, euphoria, and a freedom you never knew was possible, then this show is for you. Join celebrity host Dame Nicole Brandon, the world's top expert in reaching it all, as she shares her knowledge for unlimited finances, wealth, love, joy, and unbridled living. This is Passionate Living. And now, Dame Nicole Brandon.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to tonight's show. We have such an amazing guest for you tonight. As we created these shows, it was always our utmost desire, our intimate heart secret, to be able to share with you the very top people in the world that were at the pinnacle of success and the pinnacle of their careers, that could bring you the tools and the secrets and the keys and the doorways and the pathways and the bridges to leading and to living your ultimate life. The life that you always knew was possible, the life that you dreamed about, that unbridled life, that life filled with bliss and joy and happiness and every wish coming true. And tonight's guest certainly has the tools to do that. Tonight we are talking with Dr. Alexis Johnson, who is just a myriad of amazing. And as we talk to her, and you will see the multiplicity of her gifts and talents. And if you have ever felt like you have a story inside of you, no matter what it is, what if you could take your sorrow, your pain, your tragedy, your triumph, your love, your lust, your romance, your perfection, your secret to the world, and share it by getting your writing out there and becoming a best-selling publisher, an author, and financially being able to be free for the rest of your life. And she is going to teach us how to do this. And it's the most amazing, amazing pathway to really leading and living an ultimate life. Imagine if your words could live on forever, hundreds and hundreds of years after you were here and you actually became a mark and an etch in this time. And so I am so honored and so grateful to welcome Dr. Alexis Johnson. Alexis, welcome to the show.
Wow, thank you so much. What an amazing introduction. I'm so honored to be here.
It's such a joy. It really is. And, you know, I was looking at your biography and looking at all of your work. You were incredible. You know, I always say I'm a kaleidoscope, and depending on what picture you're looking at, you know, it's the myriad of lights and colors. But to be a success in so many avenues and so many careers, and it's almost as if you found, you know, the golden chalice to brimming over with ways in which we can lead and live a passionate life. And so I'm so thrilled you're here. And I guess, you know, I love to start at the beginning, like the Do-Re-Mi song. You know, let's start at the very beginning and then let's make a song. And so I always love to ask my guests that, did you know, like when you were 6 and 7 and 8 and other women wanted to be Miss America or a veterinarian or a kindergarten teacher or a wife, was there something in you that you were constantly helping people and wanting to do things for other people, or did something happen in your life and this doorway just sort of crashed open for you and now you just share your magic?
Well, I guess a little bit of both. I mean, that's an amazing question. When I was a little girl, I was extremely shy. I had all kinds of things wrong with me. I had a hearing problem, and I was allergic to so many things. We had a cat. I didn't know I was allergic to the cat. My mom was always doctoring me, thinking I had a cold. I grew up in a very cold part of Canada, and so it was natural for her to think that. And bless her heart, she gave me all these amazing juices that she'd make from scratch, and she just really tried hard. And doing that created a love inside of me of natural living and natural food. Plus, she was a metaphysical type of person, as was my grandfather. So I got it from both sides. And I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to be a singer and a dancer and a model. And I got to do all of those things. I'm so blessed and I'm so lucky that I got to do all of that. But along the way, I got my hearing taken care of and I had operations and I started to heal my body with the nutritional things that I did. And I decided when I started having children, as soon as you start having children, your body starts to become more stressed and life is more stressed because now you have other little people dependent on you. I started to heal myself because I was pregnant and the doctors couldn't deal with, I have fibromyalgia and an ulcer and a blood clot on my lung called an embolism all at the same time. And I had previously just been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which is kind of pain everywhere. And they couldn't treat me because I was pregnant and I wasn't far enough along to take a risk of causing childbirth. And so I had to go home and figure out how to do it or else I was going to be just sick for the whole time. And I had a two-year-old at home that I needed to take care of. So I was forced to find a way, and that was the best thing. Helping myself, I found that it helped my son that was already born. The child that I was carrying was born healthier. And other people were saying to me, wow, what a difference in your child, like in your son. And so I started helping them. And eventually I got to the point where I wanted to do it professionally. So I started in the line of nutrition. And made that into a success.
Wow. I mean, that's amazing because there's something instinctual in you that you learn something and then you immediately share it. You know, you accomplish optimal health and then it's like, okay, so I'm going to start health and nutrition programs. And not only, I mean, I look at the awards you've won. I look at the leadership. I look at the honor. I mean, not only do you share, but you become the very top of that field. And then you're like, okay, so what else can I learn and share with the world?
Well, that's pretty much it. And how I got involved with this is that it took me 12 years to figure out how to make money online. I knew I raised 7 children pretty much all by myself. And I knew that the way to be able to take care of them and be able to, like my kids played hockey and I wanted to go to the games and some of the games were out of town. And I knew that the only way that I could do all of that and still be the kind of mom that stays home with her kids, which is what I started off being, was that I had to find something that I could do online. And I didn't want to sell a physical product. I wanted to sell what I knew and do the same things that I was doing with nutrition one-on-one. I wanted to do online. So I figured it out. Back in those days, there wasn't anybody teaching you. You just had to figure it out. And along the way, I started taking programs and courses. And, of course, I met the best experts. Some of them were terrible experts and cost a lot of money to learn nothing. And some of them were fantastic experts. So I put it all together, and when I tried to do my nutritional thing, I ended up putting, being in someone else's book, being in an anthology, and putting the whole thing together. I figured if I'm going to be in a book, I might as well take the best advantage of it. And it's actually kind of a funny story because I went kicking and screaming into this book. I always knew I wanted to write. I was very good at writing in school, but I didn't want to be in someone else's book. And a lot of people out there in cyberland are feeling the same way, and they don't realize the exact same thing I didn't realize. When you have the title of bestseller, nobody cares what you wrote. They only care that a lot of people thought you were good at it. And if a lot of people thought you were good enough to make you a bestseller, that means you're an expert. And so I'm no different than I was the day before I wrote the book. But now I have the title. And so when I got involved in this particular book that made me the bestseller, I have a girlfriend whose first language was Portuguese. And she was living in Florida and did not know how to read the contract. And she wanted to be in someone else's anthology. And I said, oh, Vera, for heaven's sakes, you could do so much better than being in someone else's anthology. Little did I know. And she kept working on me. She begged me, please do this with me. I know if you do it and I copy you, then I won't do it wrong. But if I don't have a friend go do it with me, I'm going to make all kinds of mistakes and let everybody down. So I said, okay, I'll do it for you. So I started off doing it for her. And somewhere along the way, I just figured it out that, it looks like we're going to be a bestseller here. I better write something that's going to market what I do, because my whole thing is marketing. I grew up in a family business, and it's all about serving the public, giving them what they want, and having having them love you and love what you give them so much, they'll come back and buy something else. So I grew up with that. And so when I got into doing this one chapter, that wasn't enough for me to just do the one chapter. I found four people who ran magazines that would want an article from me. And I thought, okay, well, this is the title of my story, of my chapter. I'm going to write something similar to that and make it part of my story. And then in the story, I'm going to tell people to go read the magazine article. And in the magazine article, I'm going to tell people to go get the book. And I timed it all out. I got on other people's podcasts. I got on someone's telesummit. And I did these four magazines. And then I went crazy nuts doing social media, posting on Facebook and LinkedIn. And of all the people who were in the anthology, I'm the only one that made money within a few days of the book coming out. And it's because I was in, you know, I did all of these things. And the day that this book came out, I think it was 3 days later, I was on someone's telesummit show where, this is really funny, I was in a telesummit. The opportunity I got was to be on someone's show where they represent metaphysical people.
Wow.
So that and like astrologers.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I'm going to pause you for just a second because I so want to hear this. And I love the fact that 3 days after this book, you exploded. Yep. And that you know how to do this. And I know we're jumping into the break right now, and I don't want to miss a second of this.
Oh, go ahead. I'll wait.
I'm going to ask that everybody be on the edge of their seats, which I know they are, because, wow, to be able to do that, we all want to do that. 3 days after we're published, to be on teleseminars and to have that kind of an audience and that kind of an interest, and then just to be launched from that. And I love the way that you just totally instinctually know how to weave your heart and your spirit and your wisdom and your talent, your knowledge into success.
Well, not only did I help people, but I made $9,000 in 1 hour.
Wow. Well, more with Dr. Lexis Johnson when we return here on Passionate Living on Our New Home and on Times. What have you jumped into that 3 days or 1 hour?
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting to your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and help you realize the innate potential you have to heal every aspect of your life. So come heal yourself every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, with your host, Monica Goyal. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, welcome back. It's Nicole Brandon. We are here on Passionate Living with Dr. Lexis Johnson, talking about amazing act of courage, synchronicity, wisdom, talent, tenaciousness, and know-how. And you're talking about becoming part of an anthology and that you actually put the marketing pieces together that within a couple days of launching a book, you became a bestseller and financially on your way to really leading and living a passionate life. So I'd love to hear more.
Well, it's just an amazing journey because having spent 12 years trying to make money online, I knew it was possible. I knew from having watched other people do it that there was no way those people had something I didn't have. I just needed to figure out what's the magic words, what's the missing link, and I now know it. And the thing about anthologies is everybody under the sun is producing anthologies for a couple of $100. It only costs $450 to be in that anthology. And yet, look what it did for me. But why did nobody else in the book get what I got? And it's because I grew up learning about marketing. And what I did in the book is what I put together. And it's really funny because I talked to my mentor and coach, and I said to him, you know, I'm really sad. I'm a best-selling author, and I got all of these people. I sold $9,000 in 1 hour being on that one show, selling nutritional products, like a nutritional program. And then I had an 80% conversion rate from the people who bought my $147 program and $47 program. I offered them 20 minutes on a call with me, and I had an 80% conversion into my $3,000 group program. And I said to my mentor, what do I do? If there's 100 people standing with their hand up saying, Lexis, help me, I only reached 80 of them. What did I do wrong? And he started laughing. And he's a very successful man, runs his own very successful million hits a month website. And I said, what do I do? And he laughed and said, Lexis, for heaven's sake, if you get 4 to 10% conversions online, you're doing great. You should bottle what you know and sell it. And prettypublishedpowerful.com was born. So that's exactly what I did. I created a virtual VIP day called Write It Once and Have It Market You Forever. Because I didn't have time to write some silly story for my girlfriend, you know, just because she wanted me to be in it. So I figured out how I could write my one chapter and 4 articles for 4 different magazines and all my social media posts and my podcast all in one day. As a matter of fact, I did it in an afternoon. And I take that method.
Wait, Lexis, back up. You did what on one day?
I wrote my chapter, 4 articles related to my chapter in four different people's magazines. What I offer now is in my own magazines that I promote, and it's targeted to whatever the subject of the articles are, like the book. The whole book is all about one thing. Let's say the book is about nutrition. Because my website's Muffin Top Diet, and the first one I wrote was how to turn your sorrowful self into a sleek and sexy svelte body. That was the title of my chapter. And then I had 4 articles that I wrote for other people's magazines that were all about that, and they had similar titles. And they all said, go listen to this, you know, go watch that story, go listen to my podcast, and then come and watch me on this show. So everything was marketing everything else. But I was doing it by myself. My other people in the book weren't helping me. When I do it for people, I get everybody to market everybody. Because when you do it, it doesn't take any longer to say, and I have 15 other friends, than it does to say, come and see my stuff. Right? So
right.
Why not?
Yes.
I'm always saying to people, my motto is, we gorgeous babes have got to stick together. That's my motto. So why not have us all market each other? So I put the program together so that we could. And the other things that I did was when I talked to people and I had an 80% conversion rate, people always ask me, what is it you do on that call? How do you do that? So I wrote and I created how to know in the first 5 minutes if your prospect is your ideal client or the anti-client. Yikes. And the other one I wrote was strategy sessions that sell. So how to do a discovery session, how to do a strategy session and make money doing it. I put all of those three together, and then I combined all the experts that actually taught me something. And I went back and I asked them, I said, would you help me teach my group of people? If I get a bunch of people together to write an anthology, would you help me teach them what it takes to be a best-selling author, what it takes to make money online? And every expert is somebody that has either become a bestseller or has been very successful making money selling something online. So I put the whole program together because I didn't have that.
That's the A-team.
When I was trying to do it.
I love that. You have the best of the best all working together to make you a success.
That's right. And now I have it for everybody else. And the reason that I make people apply to be in my program is because I won't stand for competition. I don't believe in competition. So everybody, if I get 15 people together in the book, no one of the 15, no two of the 15 are going to sell the exact same product. But all 15 of them will have the same ideal client. So that each one of them can borrow the clients from the other people in the book to sell their products to them. So if we were doing a nutrition book, for example, one might be talking about a paleo diet, one might be talking about detoxification, one might be talking about exercise, and none of that's in competition with the other person. So we can all use the group of people that we're building and the group of people we've already got. So it's adding value to the people in our list already, and it's adding more people to our list, as well as making us a success. So it's win-win-win for everybody.
I love that. Okay, now can anybody, I mean, I personally, I believe everybody has a story in them. Everybody
Absolutely.
Has a song to be sung. And you
Absolutely.
Meet people that are like in their 80s and 90s that say, oh, I should write a book on my life, or, oh, you know, and it could be on anything. It could be on fishing and making muffins and being the best dad and wild orgasms, or like whatever it is. I think that everybody has something to teach and to share.
Absolutely. And see, the people don't realize that. Because it's so natural for you to be who you are, you think that everybody's like that. And you don't realize that there are people that you come before them and you know stuff they don't know. Kids coming out of school or coming out of university that are just starting to do whatever it is you do don't have a clue. Wouldn't it be great if you could show them the ropes, whether it's how to immigrate to this country or how to get started driving a taxi or like all the things you just named? Every one of those things somebody has questions about. So you don't have to be everything to everybody. You just have to be everything to one person.
Mm.
And get out there and find that. There's 8 billion people on the planet. Go find 100 or 1,000 of them that want what you want or want what you've got, I mean. And write about that. Create programs about that. So I teach people how to do that.
I know that we're coming up on a break in just a couple minutes, but before we jump to the break, can you tell people, so I have a song in me, you know, I want to write a book on how to make chairs or, you know, knitting sweaters for small dogs, you know, or whatever that is, or making the best lemonade stand in town, whatever my story is that I want to share with the world. What's the best way to find you?
Oh, well, I'm on Facebook. I have several groups on Facebook, Lexis Johnson, L-E-X-I-S. J-O-H-N-S-O-N. You can email me at lexijohnson@me.com. You can find any of my websites, muffintopdiet.com, prettypublishedpowerful.com, and I do cosmobiology readings to show you what your purpose is and see if you're on track at iamtheshift.com. And every one of those has a Facebook page. I'm also on LinkedIn, and I'm also on Twitter.
Wow. Just absolutely brilliant. And I know, you know, that we're jumping to a break, but a lot of times people hear something and their mind catches it. And then they say, what is that? Because it's not something they've ever heard before. And then the whole rest of the show, they're like still in that wheel of what is that? And so even though we're, you know, jumping to a break in just a minute, can you just quickly tell us about the Muffin Top Diet? Because I know when you said it, people, their little ears went, what, what's that?
Well, listen, when I was on that program, that metaphysical show, the women ate it up. I mean, they were expecting somebody to come and talk to them about like NLP or how to talk to their spirit guides. And I came up with the truth. I mean, I have a spirit guide called Jasmina, and she helped me create a muffin recipe, which is where Muffin Top Diet came from. Women seem to like to have nicknames for their excess fat. So I created a program that I called Turn Your Excess Fat into Extra Cash. And I made it into a meditation, an MP3, and I put it together with a few other meditations. I'm very good at doing meditations. And it's because of my mom and my grandpa. I mean, they taught me everything. And then I put recipes together and a playbook and a manual on the vibrational matrix of weight loss. And it's a blueprint that teaches you how to do it yourself. Now, of course, it's always better to have someone work with you. And when I do work with people, I do it individually, completely individualized. But if you just even get that program for $197, I mean, it's a steal at $197. And it talks to you about the experts like Bruce Lipton and how he takes this information and turns it into an energetic weight loss. So I work with emotional eating, mental, physical, and spiritual weight loss.
Wow.
To help you work with your limiting beliefs.
I love that. That's the best way to lead into a break I've ever heard. From the Muffin Top Diet to the spirit in your soul, to the success of your story, to the financial abundance, to the flow of your energy and your life force and your knowledge and your wisdoms and your gift and your magi to the world. Just absolutely all of those pieces together really are the ultimate recipe for leading and living a passionate life. So more with Dr. Lexis Johnson when we turn here on Passionate Living on our new home, Om Times. And we're on the break. You can think about what is your recipe for success and for life? And what story do you have in you that you would love to share and make a New York Times bestseller today?
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with Dr. Lexis Johnson. And right before break, we were talking about the muffin top diet and all of the people that were just so intrigued because it was so different. And I love the publishing aspect of what you're doing as well and how you're taking all of these marketing tools, all of these lures, all of these ways of connecting with your audience, connecting with your fans, connecting with people that need your information the most, and getting it out there. And so I was asking you if anybody can do it, but you only take like so many people at a time, correct?
I can work on any topic, but I need to have several people in the book. The point is this. If each person has about 3,000 people in their list already and they're already selling online, those people end up hitting a glass ceiling, we like to call it. And they get into the business because they're heart-centered and they want to serve and they want time freedom and financial freedom. But many people end up finding out that all they did was get themselves a job, that they're now their own boss, and they're exhausted. And women are stressed out, and stress causes belly fat, which is the muffin top. So I decided to put this all together so that I could help that group of people. If 15 people get together, and each of those 15 people has 3,000 people, for example, in their tribe, that's a lot of people, right? That's 45,000 people. If you send 45,000 people to Amazon to go buy your book all at the same time, that's a bestseller. If you take 45,000 people and send them to podcasts or to magazines, you're helping build whatever it is those 45,000 people are touching. And since you're giving them so much, and what I teach is to give. If you want to get something, you have to give more than you expect to receive. And as long as you're doing that, you're serving so many.
I love that you're saying that because that really comes from the heart. And so do you walk people like from step one, I don't know how to write an article. I've always wanted to write something. I mean, are you helping them each and every step of the way? Wow.
It's a done with you program every step of the way. And I guarantee you success, but you have to do your part too. I mean, you can't just give me the money and then say, well, 4 months later, I'm not a bestseller. What happened? You have to actually write it. So I do 3 virtual days with everybody, and we do it in a group so that everybody has the energy collectively to help everybody else. And more always gets done when there's a group, right? And
Absolutely.
We always help each other out and critique each other. And what we do is we help each other write reviews for the book so that other people, like if you're writing it, let's say you have another book that you've done. You know the story of someone who's gone out and written a book, and then he's got a garage full of books. And his wife's ready to, you know, threaten to divorce him because you can't park the car because the garage is full of books. He can't sell them. Okay, well, he should have contacted someone and learned about marketing first. And if you learn how to market within the book, then give the book away. And the marketing that's inside of the book will sell whatever it is that you already want to do that's online. As long as it's... I could probably work for something that's not online too, but I just chose to work with online marketers because that's where my success is. But it doesn't matter what the topic is. If I take 10 to 20 people of any topic and put them together and they are trying to make money with that, you know, whatever it is that that topic is, I can help them make more money. I can help them be a bestseller, and the collective group will all work synergistically together to help each other, and we'll all win. And in that way, the audience wins too, because they don't have to go searching for something. They can find 20 experts all in one spot.
This is so genius, Lex. And can you do it more than once?
Like, so I, you know, I'm working with you and all of a sudden this book becomes a bestseller. And then a couple months later, can I jump into another one?
Well, here's the thing. I'm working on right now putting Muffin Top Diet together. And I'm looking for people that will write articles about something about diet-related things and get 20 experts together to write, and the book will be called Muffin Top Diet. Let's say I do that and it's successful. What's to stop people from being in Muffin Top Diet 2? And we'll come up with another name for that one, and that'll be, we could do a trilogy and do three of them. Or maybe it's super successful and we'll just do one a year. And then we could do that with any topic. Pretty Published Powerful could be all about marketing a book called Pretty Published Powerful and Profitable.
Okay,
and everyone in that book would be all teaching people about internet marketing.
I have a question for you. Just, I love this title, Pretty Published Powerful. And I just need to ask you, how did you come up with that? I mean, I love it. It's just fun to say.
I don't know where these ideas come from. I think that because my mother and my grandfather taught me so much about spirituality, I think I'm just hooked in. You know, that's my talent, is that I'm a writer. That's what I am. But I'm a specific kind of writer. Like, you know, yesterday when I was sending you a little few tidbits about myself, I did a terrible job. That's not the kind of writer I am. You know, but the kind of writer that I am for this particular market, I'm good at it. And it's just my thing. So I found ways to, for me, it just seems logical. And it was one of those things where other people would say to me, well, how do you do that? And I'm like, I don't know. I just went to school and learned like everybody else. Isn't that how you do it? And then I find out that they agonize over it. In all the years I've been writing, I have never had a brain block. I've never had writer's block. I don't know what that is because I just don't shut up. And I do that with my writing. I just keep writing and writing and writing until it starts making sense. And I throw out the first stuff and start working with the stuff where it started making sense. And when I teach people how to write at once, I teach them how to create a skeleton and how to fill in the skeleton. And when I do it the way I teach it, I mean, I'd have to actually show you, you know, to get into detail. But when you put the skeleton together, you take a part of that skeleton and you sub-skeletize it, if you want to have a new invented word, and you make that into an article. And then you do it again with another one, and you call those social media posts. And I was very fortunate. When I was early on in my training, I wanted to take a course on copywriting. And my very first mentor, the very first coach I ever hired was Joe Vitale, who has written one of the longest sales pages in the world. He is a copywriter. And so I learned from him how to do it. And now he doesn't teach the same thing that I teach, but that's kind of why I'm so wordy in my writing. And I needed to learn how to chunk it down and make it briefer and smaller. So I just figured out a way to do it.
So great. Joe's a really good friend of mine. So I love you bringing it into
that. Right?
Just, it makes me smile. And I'm like, oh, Joe, I need to call him. I love Joe. So.
He's amazing. Yeah, he's amazing. All of my coaches have been amazing. I've been very fortunate. But yes, there's a lot of programs out there where they charge you a lot of money. And there may be something in it, but it's not worth what you're paying. It's just guys that want to make a lot of money online. So you have to be really careful what you do buy out there. So when I come along and I have an expensive program, I'm not just giving you, you know, making a lot of money and you become a bestseller, so what? I'm actually teaching you how to raise your business, how to elevate it. My whole thing in life has always been about how to teach people to ascend, how to elevate. And it's not just how to elevate your own consciousness, it's how to elevate the consciousness of the planet. And how to elevate how you live, how you make money, your face to the world. So that's kind of, you know, my philosophy on life.
I love that. And as you're, you know, taking people down this pathway and down this journey, we have a lot of listeners on the show. I mean, we are in all these different countries and on all these different platforms. Are you also looking for podcast people and for radio hosts and for you know, magazines and publishers and other people to connect with and affiliate with and to work with as well?
Well, I want to start my own radio show and interview those very people you just named. And when I put the book together, the people who are writing in the book all get to be on a podcast. They all get on YouTube. They all get to be in magazines. They all get to write the chapter, and we all get to be a bestseller. I guarantee it. I'm not going to do this unless we're going to all become a bestseller. And that's why I ask people to apply. I don't just take everybody. You know, the money's good, right? Give me your money. That's not me. I want you to get the benefit. So I guarantee that you're going to get the benefit, and it's 100% money-back guarantee. But you actually have to do the work. So all of these people, all the things you just mentioned, that's what I teach them to do. And I also have these other experts that teach you all these other extra things, like how to write a press release. I don't do that, but I have an expert that teaches that. So wherever you have a little hole in your education, there's somebody there that teaches you how to do that. For example, I work with, you know, the fellow who wrote The Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes.
That fellow is Jordan Belfort. His mentor, his coach, that taught him what to do to write a book that became a blockbuster movie. It became a blockbuster book and movie. His mentor is a friend of mine, and he's one of my experts. So he will be offering something to my group, and what he offers them is called gamification. Gamification is where you make it fun. It's what the gaming industry does that makes people addicted to the gaming table. But it's not that we want to make people addicted to, you know, your magazine article or whatever you sell on in your own business. It's that we make it fun for them.
I like the word.
My program is fun.
Gamification. It's such a great word. Okay, well, we are jumping to a break, and I love that we are jumping with fun, with enthusiasm, with bliss, with euphoria, with glee. We are skittling along, and just... every piece of this puzzle that you put together is just such a beautiful picture of success and financial freedom and sharing your gifts and your magi and your stories with the world. And it's just such a blessing having you here. Some more with Dr. Alexis Johnson when we return on Passionate Living on our new home on Times Reef. What joy would you like to share?
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Greetings, fellow soul travelers. This is Dr. Amelia Kemp with OM Times Radio. If you've been stressed mentally or emotionally, then join me on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy show, where you'll learn you're not sick, you're sacred. And by aligning with the soul is what makes you whole.
Feed your soul
with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Hi, it's Dan Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with Dr. Lexis Johnson. We're actually doing the show. I'm on the East Coast today, and I have the rare, beautiful, stunning, spectacular opportunity to see all of these leaves change and the colors and the hues. And it's just so nice coming from Los Angeles and being here. And I was thinking about the joy and thinking about all the myriad of shades there are. And that's really what you're doing, Lexis, is that you have all of these different beautiful hues and colors that people, you know, breath are just taken away by what you're doing, and you have an opportunity to share something so special. I absolutely love your work.
Oh, thank you. Well, I absolutely love your work too, so it's feeling mutual.
Thank you. So I always love to ask my guests, the show is called Passionate Living. And so I'd love to ask, what does leading and living a passionate life mean to you?
I think that when you get up in the morning, you should look forward to your day. And if you don't look forward to your day, you're doing something wrong. So passionate living to me is getting up in the morning and loving what you do so much that you would do it for free if you didn't need to pay for things. And I love what I do so much that I actually do some of it for free. I do a lot of free charts for people. I do a lot of nutritional consulting for free, and I actually help people with their books. I mean, people call me all the time. I'll give everybody 20 minutes free. So at some point I'm going to have to stop doing that, but at the moment that's what I still do.
It's so, what a fabulous and beautiful answer. And what if people are afraid? You know, I know that there are people listening to this show and they're like, but what if I can't write? Or what if my story is not any good? Or what if people aren't interested in who I am? Or what if I share a part of myself that my family is not going to like? And do you help people with that?
I absolutely do. You know, fear only has power because we give it power. I tell people this. I counsel people all the time. I have a degree I'm a PhD in psychology. So I counsel people all the time. Fear is a big black dark curtain that's as tall up into the sky as you can see and as far down as the horizon, all the way to the left and all the way to the right. But it's a nanometer thick and it's very fragile. And all you have to do is blow on it or take your little teeny tiny fingernail and touch it, and it will shatter into a billion pieces. Fear only has power if you give it power. So step through your fear. Play bigger. Because there's so much about life that you can enjoy and be in joy about. Everybody's got some fears.
I love that. I love that you have all the tools to help people to really open their heart, to open their soul, to open their mind, to open their consciousness, to open the storybook of their life. Or the who they are, or their wisdom to be etched out so generations can read their work to come. And all of this, and you have seven children. How do you do it all?
Well, my seven children are all grown up. Actually, one of them passed away this summer, so I've had a rough go of it this year. However, I am proud of all seven of my children. They're all completely different. And it has been rough at some point. And that's what makes me better at what I do, because now I'm compassionate about what other people go through. Nobody has it easy. Everybody's got something. And even we look around at the cheerleader who marries the letterman and we think, oh, I wish I had her life. She's probably got something you wish she wouldn't have, that she wishes she didn't have. You know, nobody's got everything. So, yeah, I'm a very blessed person. I have a lot of really great stuff in my life. But I've had a lot of really crappy stuff too, just like everybody. And that's the stuff that you need to write about. People want to hear that you're a real person. And it's your flaws that make you human. And that's what people relate to. That's why people want to hear whatever you've got, because of the things you've been through. People want to know that you're just like them.
That's incredible.
You know, I look at my Facebook posts and my blog posts and the things that I share that are the most unlikely things, like my had a handful of blueberries that somehow inadvertently dumped into my washing machine while the clothes were washing, or I went through the drive-through car wash with the windows open and didn't realize, you know, whatever those things are, or, you know, seeing somebody homeless, or just recently I took an Uber. I was speaking at the United Nations and I took an Uber to LaGuardia, and on the Uber ride, we were talking about the children that are homeless from war victims. And the Uber driver was from Pakistan and told me about the plight of the children. And we were talking about all of the kids. And when we got out of the car, he was crying and he hugged me. And when I went to him, he gave me the money back and said, give it to the kids. And it's like, and I share that and it's like, it went crazy. And so when you just say, this is what happened to me today. Mm-hmm. This is who I am. This is my life. And open that part of yourself. It's amazing how people want to engage.
Well, I tell you, when I got on Facebook and I told my group of people that my son had passed away and how it happened, I got more response from everybody. People that had been in my group that never commented, commented. And I got more from those people, more love, more compassion, more support than I've ever gotten. And all I did was open up and say, you know, guys, sorry I haven't been around for a while. This is what, you know, this is what's going on in my life. And I just told them. I wasn't looking for pity or anything, but oh my goodness, I realized how much I meant to my people that they did that for me. They sent me so much love.
Just so touching. I mean, truly. And you really are a grand gift. And it's been such an honor and such a pleasure and such a joy, you know, your word, to have you here today and to share this beautiful pathway and sort of stepping stones and gateway to not only financial success and publishing success and to a legacy of who you are that will live on forever, but really steps into digging deep into your soul and finding that song within you and helping somebody bring that song to life. And I can't imagine a greater gift or a more beautiful thing to be doing.
Well, my dear, I believe that you have a beautiful heart with all that you do in the world, and I think you attract more people like yourself. And I feel honored that you've considered me for your show. You know, I really believe that we attract what we, you know, you know, they say that if you surround yourself with the six people you surround yourself with is what you're going to become. So I really believe in that. And so I try to surround myself with other like-minded people. And I think it's just what goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I really do. You know, I'm very blessed for my friends and certainly for my guests here and the mm-hmm. station and for you for being on this show and to be able to share everything that you're doing. And so I know we're coming up to the top of the hour, but can you tell us once more the best way for people to find you and work with you? Because I know people are going crazy and they're saying, what did she say? And how do we do this? And so I would love for you to be able, just because I know that this, every single person that's listening here has a story just waiting to be unfolded.
Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got value to provide to the world. You can reach me at LexiJohnson@me.com. LexiJohnson@me, like Mother Edward.com. I have three Facebook groups. Just type in Lexis Johnson. Look for my pretty face. And I Am the Shift, Pretty Published Powerful, and Muffin Top Diet are all on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn and I'm on Twitter as Lexis Johnson, and I'm creating LexisJohnson.com, which isn't up yet, but it will be soon. Anybody who reaches me and asks for a few minutes of my time, if you have a legitimate question, I will talk to you. If you're in North America, I will phone you at my expense. If you're not, I will Skype you. My Skype handle is Muffin Top Diet. No capitals, no spaces. There's lots of ways to reach me. I am there for you, especially women internet marketing entrepreneurs. We gorgeous babes have got to stick together.
I love that. It's been such a privilege to have you here. And we look forward to having you back on our shows and just in deep breath.
Completely my privilege, my dear. And I look forward to coming back. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. What a joy. Your word. I love it. What a joy. And for everybody out there, we look forward to seeing you Thursday on Hourglass Bride here in our new home at On Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, if you want to download a copy of any of the Unlimited Life shows or any of those shows, you can simply send a text message. It's so easy. Just pick up your phone and send a text message to 55678, and the message is Nicole, and you can download any of the archive shows. And a special treat, I have a new website that went up this week that I am so proud of, ambassadorofkindness.net, ambassadorofkindness.net, and that's my charity and humanitarian site. And every month we will post different events happening around the world that you can get involved with. And if you have an event that is close to your heart or a charity that's close to your heart, please write to me and let me know, and I would, you know, be more than happy to feature it, because we really want to be able to touch and reach as many people around the world as possible. And if we all do this together, we really can have that passionate life and that blissful life and that happily ever after we dreamed of. So for Dr. Alexis Johnson and myself, we are wishing you the unbridled life you always dreamed of, and may all your wishes and dreams come true. We look forward to seeing you next week here on Passionate Life.